So Shani of Miketz, you know, features Yosef's emergence from the boar, but not only that, you know, you sort of get an appreciation for Yosef's personal growth. Obviously, the beginning of Yosef's life, he was talking a lot about himself. I think his intentions were basically good, but, you know, Kama lumar sivad gam nitzava v'nesis uben alum bosechem v'tishtechaven ala lumasi ha-shemesh v'hayareach v'chadar sarko chavim mishtachavim li. You know, one needn't be some kind of a psychoanalyst to realize that Yosef has deep aspirations for power, and you know, people are mishtachavet to him instead of necessarily Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Merkaz. When Yosef comes out of the boar, right, and as we talked about yesterday, you know, the Sar HaMashkim knows that this is a golden opportunity for whoever is going to reap the rewards, which is why the Sar HaMashkim, you know, is willing to ante up and, you know, thinks that by disparaging Yosef, Nari Efri Eved, that he can sort of, you know, be the one that's going to be credited with all of this. It doesn't work, quite obviously. But this is a grand opportunity for Yosef. You know, he stands in front of Paro. Paro says, "Vani shamati alach leimor tishma shalom liftor oso." And Yosef's first word is remarkable. Biladai, right? Elokim yaneh es shalom Paro. So this is the Yosef after, in my judgment, well over a decade in prison, right? His opportunity for him to advance himself, something that he always dreamed of, and all he can talk about in this aliyah is Elokim. That's the first time. Bilokim, biladai Elokim yaneh es shalom Paro. Kinachona devar miim Elokim. Another instance, Esa Sher HaLokim Oseh Higid LeFaro. Three times in Yosef's response to Paro, he's talking about Hashem. And most importantly, at the beginning, Biladai, Elokim Yaneh Shlom Paro, Targumonklos Lo Min Chachmasi, Elon Min Kadam Hashem, Yisasav Shlama DeFaro. It's a very powerful Targum. Rashi picks up on it. Eina Chachma Mishali, Elokim Yaneh, Yitain ania b'fi l'shlom paro. Okay, so that, in other words, this is, you might be looking to advance me, but the bottom line is it's just, Elokim yaneh shlom paro. It's a very important recognition on Yosef's part. It's a major step in his development. The rest of Sefer Bereishis, Yosef can't stop talking about Elokim. Esro Elokim ani yarei. He tells the brothers at a critical juncture. And small wonder that Paro's response is Hanimsa Chaza Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. He could have said Ish Asher Ruach Bo. In fact, Yoshua Ben Nun is once described that way. But Ruach Elokim, Paro is picking up on the fact that Yosef has really developed. Not that he knew the earlier Yosef, but he's an Ish Elokim at this point very much. Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bo. Now, just to dot the I's and cross the T's. So we've been talking about the Sar HaMashkim and, just how deviant he was. And, his entire, concept here was to try to get the credit for Yosef's skill, by demeaning Yosef and just sort of using him as a mechanism for self-advancement. Nar Ivri Eved. So the Sar HaMashkim was not it was very crafty, kind of a maneuver, kind of a ploy, because, the Ivrim were very much, mitua av etzal mitzrim, and the Ramban picks up on that. Vayitava devar b'nei faro b'nei chol avada v'yomer paro al avada v'nimsa chaza ish ashiru achalukim bo. And the Ramban, kedarko b'kodesh, just notes, right, hanimsa chaza b'avor shaya Ivri v'hem snuye nevesh amitrim lo yochlu magam v'lo yischabri ma'am. They don't fraternize with them. They certainly wouldn't even eat, what the, Ivrim had touched. He tmeim heim etzlem al kain. Lo ratzim no so mishna below rishusam. L'kach amar lahem shal yimtu mitri chamo kiruach elokim po. Right, this is not like a parliamentary, democracy. This isn't even a constitutional monarchy. It's an absolute monarchy, Egypt. And yet, Paro felt this is such a radical departure from the Musa Mitzrayim that he needed to have the implicit approval of his sarim. And as such, right, he says, "Animtzal chazeh yish asher ruach Elokim bo," right? Anybody who has an objection, as the Ramban would have it, please speak now, because we're going forward with this. The Sar HaMashkim was quite correct to assume that this would be enough to, let's say, garner him the kavod. But of course, biladai Elokim yaneh shalom paro, ki nachona devar meim Elokim, umimaher Elokim laso so, Es Asher HaLokim Oseh Heraz Paro. This is all the Yad Hashem. So small wonder then that, you know, the Sar HaMashkim Utsu Eitzev Etufar Dabur Davar V'lo Yakum Ki Manu Ekel. So Yosef benefits from that. But again, the most important point to summarize and distill is not the failure of the plot of the Sar HaMashkim, which is noteworthy, but is a, you know, development, spiritual development of Yosef from being an individual, you know, Achadasar Kochavim Yishtachavim Li, Malmim Alumim B'so Chasada, Kam Alum Masi V'gam Nitzava, V'nei Sisu Ben Alum Osechem, V'atishtachavel Alum Masi, to being an Ish Elokim, B'ladai Elokim Yanesh Lom Paro, Eis Asher Halokim Oseheras Paro, Kinachona Davar, Me'im HaElokim, Ish Asher Ruach Elokim Bao.